All right, welcome into the Chase and Big Joe Show. Right on 102.5 The Game. Thank you, Jake Lyman, for setting us up. We'll set the show up for DVD coming away at 3 o'clock today. Chase McCabe is out today. Chase is a big conference in town on LinkedIn, on cloud storage. They've come to town. And so Chase is one of the top speakers today, speaking at noon. We're going to try to take that live, but we have some problems hooking into the system downtown.
They're ringing in on their end.
Yeah, exactly. On their end, not us. So because of that, Dr. Crane's going to sit in for Chase today. But, I mean, he is making a name for himself in the LinkedIn cloud storage world.
And you know what? They wanted to start 2026 with not Joe Schmo down the street, Chase McCabe.
Yeah.
They want that guy to lead the pack when it comes to LinkedIn.
Have you tried to get an endorsement on LinkedIn for cloud storage and architecture? It's almost impossible. And yet Chase is one of the leading people in the country.
Incredible.
It's nuts, man. How are we doing, pal?
Great. I think we're doing fantastic. As far as I know, my heart's pumping some blood. I'm here sitting in a chair. And maybe I have a shin splint in my right leg, but that's not.
Now, how would you get a shin splint?
From exercising a little too much.
Like, what are you doing? You running a marathon? We're doing the 5K.
I've been training for it.
I talked to Kim Burton today, and she's going to help us out for the Music City Marathon, Rock and Roll Run, whatever. Now, there's an exact title for that, but I'm pretty much an idiot, so I just know it's the marathon in April.
Give me two pairs of laces and shoes, and we're good to go.
Oh, I thought you almost said leggings. But no. You, Chase, and myself are doing the 5K.
Yep.
And we're going to see who's in shape come late April. 5K. And everybody can join us, too.
It's what, 3 miles?
3.1, pal.
3.1?
What are you smirking for?
I'm smirking because I train that every day. Like, you wake up and you walk 3 miles.
Tough guy alert. Big man. I'm not. Big man.
Oh, here we go with the big man.
Big man.
No, I just think it's something that can be easily done. This is something you could check off a list pretty quick.
Yeah, I mean, we got 3.5 months, and we're getting there, right? Yeah. But we're all not, you know, Mr. Wonderful America like you are.
It's not about physical. It's all mental, man. It really is.
Right?
It really
is. You came the other day, and you said, I'm not feeling good. I'm like, I don't want to hear it. You're
exactly.
Like, you're right.
Because I don't want to
I got
hear
you.
It. Yeah. I didn't want to talk
mental
to anybody.
Mental toughness, man.
You know?
You got to be that way. Yesterday off the show at, 2 minutes when we got off the air, John Harbaugh was let go from the Ravens. Now, was he let go or is it mutual? Because they said they relieved him.
Well, there was a statement he put out, and I have to go find it real quick, but it was kind of along the lines of, paraphrasing it, along the lines of, I wanted my last day to be something different than this. So it sounds like he was out the door, not his decision.
Okay, that makes sense.
I'll find the quote for you real quick.
Can I be a party pooper off the top of the show?
Yeah.
He ain't coming here. He's not coming here, right? With the jobs that are open, he's not coming to Nashville.
I don't think he's going anywhere.
TV for a year?
Maybe.
Okay.
You look at all the greats that have, you know, passed by. I mean, don't include Andy Reid in this because he went from the Eagles to, you know, the Chiefs. But, I mean, you've had what? Belichick did TV for a year before he went to North Carolina.
Yep.
I'm trying to think of another one. There are two, three that I looked up this morning. I don't know why brain's escaping me with this.
But, well, McCarthy went straight from the Packers to the Cowboys.
Right, but now after the Cowboys, what's he doing? Taking a year off. Mike Vrabel, there we go, took a year off.
Vrabel.
Didn't do TV, but he probably made a few cameo appearances.
He was in the Browns' office. They had a chance to grab him. They didn't do it.
Yep. So there have been, you know, a handful of coaches here and there that said, you know what, I'm going to just take a step back.
Well, that was the rumor where Sean McVay was going to, after last year, was going to TV, and he came back for another. Once a coach, always a coach, man.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he did that little short stint with Amazon Prime, too, McVay.
Oh, that's right.
And they're like, he's the next best thing
good.
With us.
I like him a lot.
Well, he's got photographic memory, so
can we do this real quick? We read it on our board today that agents lying. So John Harbaugh being let go by the Ravens means there are 7 jobs open, mm-hmm. right? So John Harbaugh's agent, I guess, calls Schefter or Tech, whatever, and says, y'all, within 45 minutes of John being let go by Baltimore, 7 teams have reached out to him. And I was like, you know what would be a good fit for Harbaugh? Baltimore. He'd do good there. Why are we lying?
I don't know if it's technically lying if there's a team out there that might have a coach they have in their hands right now, but they don't
want it. It was the 7 openings. Not the potential opening down the road. Why is your guy lying?
Yeah, that is.
It's like something I'd put out there. Yeah, they're talking to me left and right. You got any phone calls? No. Don't look at my phone. There's nothing on there. I mean, that made me laugh. Am I wrong about this?
No, I think you're spot on. I mean, look, if I'm an agent, I'd probably say the same thing. I really would. I'd say the same thing. Because guess what?
That's his job.
That's his job. There's more money to be had on the table if you mention there's seven instead of six.
Yeah. Am I wrong? Harbaugh's not coming here, right? Why would you come here? With what's out there, where would you go?
There's a thought to me. There's a small hope if you're a Titans fan. Say the Titans were to hire Matt Nagy, right?
Okay.
Say things don't go well with Matt Nagy like they did in Chicago.
I can't do another coaching search.
No. Hear me out.
Okay.
Harbaugh takes a year off like we talked about at the start of the segment, and maybe that's the chance Nashville, especially the Titans, pounce on a guy like John Harbaugh.
So Nagy's gone after a year. I can't do this. I can't.
I
can't do a coaching search again.
Putting it out in the ether, because if that is the case, guess whose contract is up at the end of the 2027 season? And maybe, just maybe, Titans fans would love this. Derrick Henry's out of there in 2027 because he signed an extension in 2025.
Right. Have this known, though, that the Tennessee Titans got Derrick Henry closer to a Super Bowl than John Harbaugh did.
It's true.
So if I'm John Harbaugh, there's one job I'm taking.
That is?
The Las Vegas Raiders.
Oh.
You have the number one pick. You get to talk to Tom Brady. You tell Mark Davis to stay away, and you get the number one pick.
I'm completely on the opposite spectrum with this. Last night, there was a Twitter thread that I was a part of that I had no clue because I fell asleep at 8 o'clock.
Because you're 78.
I fell asleep with house slippers on. I've never worn house slippers in my life.
All right. Can you flag this, Brando,
I've never worn house slippers in my life.
What are we doing over there, right?
Exactly. What am I doing over
8
there?
8 o'clock? All right. So you don't think the Raiders are a good fit for him?
let me finish.
And I'm not a big Raiders fan, but now you got Harbaugh on the number one pick.
I'm hooked on the Raiders. And last night, Parker Kelly had a little Twitter thread between you and Connor and so forth. I think if Cliff Kingsbury lands with the head coaching job, it's Las Vegas. Because look what he's done with a lot of these young quarterbacks that he's coached at Texas Tech or in the NFL. Kyler Murray.
Terrible.
Baker Mayfield?
Better.
Patrick Mahomes?
Did he work at Mahomes?
Texas Tech.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So you think of those three off the top of my head. Imagine doing that with the number one overall pick in Fernando Mendoza.
But I don't want you as head coach. You come as OC, your job is to work with him, but I don't want you as head coach. I think he's a terrible head coach. And I'll fight you on this, like during the break.
I heard it this morning. Paul Karski said it's a young man's game. And referring into the head coaching and GMing roles, I think, from what I gathered listening to the show, it is a young man's game. I think Cliff Kingsbury is the guy that is the young man. He wasn't referring to Kingsbury, but I'm using it in my context.
Okay.
I think this is a job that Kingsbury should pounce on if that is the case, if he does fit the role. Because if you're a guy that's a offensive coordinator guru, look what he did with Jaden Daniels. You could do the same thing in Las Vegas and Sin City. The stars are up there. It says Kingsbury City. They could rename it from Vegas to Kingsbury City.
He's a disaster as a head coach. Give me Harbaugh. You be the OC. Plus, and Dustin from Hopkinsville has a great point. For Mendoza, you go there and you get like a Kingsbury, and then Tom Brady comes down and works with you in the offseason. And Brady's already waxed poetically about how great Mendoza is. Because he said on the Fox pregame shows, like, nobody's ever won there. Hell, he played him in Big Ten. Nobody's ever won there. Nobody's done this. He's doing it. In the 1 year, he's doing this. So, that's what it is.
Look, we're in different sides of the Harbaugh, Kingsbury, whatever.
He ain't coming here.
No, I mean, you never know.
He's not coming here.
You can't say no.
Why would you come here when you got all those other choices?
We'll have some more of that later on.
We will.
I'll tease you with a little bit of
that. I'm sure his agent will come out today and say he's been contacted by all 37 teams.
Right? And you know what? That stock is just driving through the roof.
Breaking this morning, Ty Simpson is headed to the NFL. He sent an Instagram note out, narrated some video that he's headed to the NFL. Good decision or no? I think it's a bad decision.
I think it's a good decision on his part because you can see that draft stock. And again, it kind of goes to what we're going to discuss later on in the show about just the price of NIL and the price of players.
Uh-huh.
I'd say college football is pricing out the NFL draft a little bit. You look at Ty Simpson and all the guaranteed money you're going to get as a top 3, top 2 pick, that's where you got to go. And I think you're going to make more money that direction. You'll be able to develop as a true pocket passing pro style quarterback.
Right.
Whereas you go back into the portal and you don't know what your future could hold if you go back into the realm of college football. Because, look, there were the rumors out there that he could potentially come back home to Tennessee and play for the Vols. Does that help him or does that not help him? I think it doesn't help him because it more helps Josh Heupel than it does him.
I don't think he's that good of a quarterback to go in the first round. Well, I don't.
That's what I'm trying to say, though, is that college football has ruined the quarterback pool when it comes to draft. That, as simple as that. They have diluted the whole entire aspect of it to where they have to say, look, we're going to pay you $3.5 million to stay in college football.
Sure.
Or you can get paid $1 million on your rookie deal.
Yeah. Well, they put the thing out there about Arch Manning. If he stays the whole way through, he would have to get to his second, possibly third contract to make that type of money going forward. So if I'm Ty Simpson, if you don't Alabama, transfer someplace else, play a year, get your $3 million, and then go for the draft. I just don't think he's a top.
Maybe he knows it.
15-20 quarterback. Anyway, he's gone.
Maybe he knows he's not a top 15-20 quarterback, and he's just going to collect. It's future job security is what it is.
Go get the guaranteed money now in college.
I think if you want to be around the long haul of the social media era of football, you go to the NFL draft when you can. Not, you know, saying to the point where you go back right. And be a starter. But, look, you can make so much more money on social media, brand deals. Look at Dak Prescott, prime example. He didn't touch any of his rookie money on his contract. He used all of his endorsement money.
Is he third or fourth rounder?
Fourth, I believe.
Fourth rounder, okay.
So just think of it that way. He could be just using all of his money on endorsement deals rather than his rookie deal.
All right, but
it's all about investment.
So if you slip to the third round, you're not getting the Dak Prescott deal. But if you go because – if you transfer to – I don't know, Florida State, and get the $3 million next year? God, I can't believe we're still talking money and all this if that goes on.
I'm sure Nick Saban has a nice, hefty Mercedes deal for him waiting somewhere. It'll be all right. Look, we're talking about a college kid that's already made millions of dollars. It's not like he's hurting for a meal.
Saban's on McAfee, and he's got wings, his hair. What kind of hairstyle's that?
That's a great question. I would call that the
It's like 1978. It's like he's going to go to Studio 54.
The receding top? I don't know.
It's careful, though. He's going to be in town. Listen to the show soon to do that. All right, our question of the day brought to you by
Aries Tactical.
Do you have the read for us?
I do have the read for you, Joe.
You're
Thank
so
you.
Good.
Yeah, our question of the day is presented by Aries Tactical. Your safety, your skill, your Aries Tactical. Check them out at ariestactical.com.
So a friend of mine came through town, and he went to eat an establishment and said, hey, man, I'm a hankering for the best wings in town. Where are the best wings in town? I had no answer for him. I had a default of like, well, Buffalo Wild Wings is pretty good. He's like, I need some where all the locals go. I didn't know. So our question today is, where are the best wings in Middle Tennessee, Southern Kentucky? Where are the best wings, right? It could be Buffalo Wild Wings. I think they're good. But if there's a place, a mom and pop around, best wings in Middle Tennessee, Southern Kentucky, because we got the game tomorrow night, the game Friday night, and wild card weekend.
Saturday, Sunday, you're right. And Monday.
Monday
night game, I believe.
So you're going to grab wings and take them? I couldn't. I was like, he's like, you're Mr. Natural. I'm like, not really.
I'm sure there are a lot of Buffalo Bills fans out there that know about some good wing spots here in the area, too.
I don't know any. That's how sad it is. So that's why we rely on our great audience here at 102.5 The Game. Our question today, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. The best wings in Middle Tennessee and Southern Kentucky. Come up at 12:30. We'll talk to Charlie Becker's dad, the great wide receiver to Indiana, Father Ryan graduate. Look at you sticking your chest out.
Might as well, right?
If I had a guy, if there was a McGavick player in the college football playoff, you damn straight, I wouldn't shut up about it.
As far as I know, to my knowledge, Father Ryan has two NFL draftees.
Who's
in the
that?
Past. Prince Charles Awara, the class of 2011, and then Juwan Williams transferred out.
I'm talking now, brother.
Well, now
I don't care about some prince from another country.
Whoa, no, not just a prince. This is Prince Charles Award. That's my guy.
All right. So we'll talk to his parents at 12. It's a really cool story, man, because on the national level and the great job that Charlie Becker's done. So we'll talk to his parents at 12:30. 1 o'clock, Terry McCormick will join us, talk more about the Titans and the search, what's going on. Fun show, but our show is only good because of you. 615-737-1025. This is the Chase and Big Joe Show, brought to you by Omni National Hotel, right here on 102.5 The Game. All right, let's welcome to the stage Brando from Parts Unknown. Make Brando feel welcome, folks. Brando is sitting in for Dr. Crane today, who's sitting in for Chase McCabe. It's one big family here. Dr. Crane, you're too young to have been to Club La Vila in Panama City to hear this song play on a constant loop and then girls dance around.
Very
good times.
Young.
Good
Very
times.
Young.
No, you missed. You're good. That's all etched in my memory.
You repping some new gear on your
My head's
scalp.
Cold. It went from Jake has it like 97 degrees, like I'm in a sauna. We walk in, we're like, what's going on in here? I mean, it's like an oven, and now it's like 52.
We went from house slippers to now wearing toboggans.
Right, that's what's going on here. All right, our question of the day is, a friend of mine came to town yesterday and said, hey, I need to get some good wings. Where are the best wings? And I was like, I don't know. He's like, you're Mr. Nashville. You don't know, and I don't know. So I'm asking you guys, where are the best wings in Middle Tennessee? Because we got all this football coming up. 615-737-1025. Let's go to the phone. Grant. Grant, thanks for calling in, man. How are you, buddy?
Fellas, I am doing amazing. Listen, I've got to tell you, Martin's Barbecue started in Middle Tennessee, I believe Nolensville. People know them for their barbecue, but the biggest item they have, I have a bit of an addiction to them, their smoked wings. Oh. Absolutely the best wings I've ever had. And you, as much as I hate Alabama, you've got to get that Alabama white sauce.
What's so good about the Alabama white sauce?
I tell you, it's just that savory and that sweet. It cuts the fattiness. I believe over at Martin's, what they do is they smoke them, then they fry them, then they put that dry rub on there. Gentlemen, it is fantastic. If you haven't had them, and I have no affiliation to Martin's Barbecue, it's something you must do today.
Grant, it complements the seasoning on the dry rub, right?
Absolutely.
I'm with you on that.
It's a must-have. Must-have.
All right, we're writing it down there, Grant. We'll see you at Martin's later on, buddy.
All right, thanks, fellas.
All right, thank you. That's our question. Our text line has exploded.
He's spot on with that. The Alabama white sauce is incredible.
Okay, why is that so good?
Like I just said, it complements the dry rub seasoning on the wing itself. And I have a preference, the flats over the drumstick, that's simple as that.
I don't even know what that means.
Flat wings, they have like you can break them in half type thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then you have the actual drumstick of it. Yeah, I'd rather go flats.
All right. We have responses on the text line, right?
We do. JD in Nashville.
Wilson County Hyundai.
Yeah, you know what? You're on top of it today.
Is it WilsonCountyHyundai.com?
WilsonCountyHyundai.com.
You ever met Payne Bone out there, the owner?
I have not.
Fantastic man.
Nice person.
Fantastic man. All right, what we got?
JD in Nashville, Brother Z's Wing Shack.
Now, we need, like, where's this located?
It doesn't have a location on it. It just says Brother Z's Wing Shack.
Brother Z, okay.
It's brother with an A.
Oh, bro. Oh.
Come on.
That's a no-brainer.
I mean.
All right, brother. On. All right, we got that.
Next one we have is 6081 Rocky's Wing Shack. Rocky.
We need locations.
They're not added on here. Well,
you guys
here
text
we go.
Back in.
Jason and not Murfreesboro, but Jason says, if you're in Murfreesboro, Slick Pig Barbecue is definitely the best place. It is on East Main Street. All the locals around here know about it, so I assume they have really good wings there.
All right, Slick Pig Barbecue. All right, yep. I'm loving this because I don't know any of these places.
Let's see. JT, different JT, I assume. Smoking Mondays at Corner Pub in Green Hills. Best wings in town.
All right, Corner Pub, got it.
The original one in Green Hills, I believe.
Love that place. All right.
Toots in Murfreesboro, worked there in high school. Best wings ever, and that's from 3334.
They are really good there. I didn't even think about that's how much my fault, Toots.
And there we go. 8771, the Hooters in Clarksville on Riverside Drive. Don't knock it till you try it. Steven in Clarksville.
Are they still open?
I guess so.
Thought all the Hooters were shutting down. Most of them did.
Maybe.
Okay.
Let's see. Dustin in Hopkinsville. Oh, this is a long one. JP's Hot Chicken just outside, he goes, I believe, Gate 5 in Fort Campbell. They have one hot sauce that's so hot they make you sign a waiver. My Hispanic friend did it. He put about the amount that would fit on top of a pin. Oh, boy. He had one bead of sweat roll off his head the whole meal, but you couldn't tell.
He had to add his Hispanic friend. Okay, all right.
I guess so. He said it's great food. So there you go. Appreciate that, Dustin.
Oh, my gosh.
615-737-1025. I mean, the texts are just rolling in, Joe. So many to the point where I need my own 12 wings next to me.
Right? It sounds good. I'm not a big wing guy, but the Martin's thing's got me going.
Why are you not a wing guy?
I don't know. I think because I don't know. I like them, but I don't.
You don't
like nachos?
Yep.
Like I'll dig into nachos.
Same concept.
Right.
Your hands get dirty.
They are dirty. Yep.
If you're not eating with your hands, Joe, what are you doing?
Chase and I, one time we did a hot chicken eating contest, which, by the way, our great account rep, Matt Sadio, his lovely wife, Melanie Layden, won. She's a weather lady over on Channel 4. Mm-hmm. But after us, they did the professional hot chicken eating. And every one of those people looked like Hannibal Lecter when he just ate the cop's face in Silence of the Lambs. I mean, it was everywhere.
Yep.
And I'm like, that doesn't look – why do you eat food that pains you? Right, do you eat hot chicken?
Occasionally.
So I can't because I don't want to sit in a creek for a week. So I skip hot chicken.
It depends on what the diet's like the last couple weeks. If I've been eating pretty cruddy, go for some
hot
chicken.
Does it pain you? I mean, does it hurt? Like, I mean, is it like, oh my God, why do we eat things that give us pain?
I think it's just the American, you know, blood in us. It's called competition. If you don't have that, Joe, then what are you doing?
I've seen friends sit down at lunch or dinner. Give me the hottest wings you got. They eat two wings and they're crying. Why are we doing this?
Some people have iron stomachs. Some people like the hotness. I mean, I get it. I mean, I like hot stuff. I like spicy things. I'll put Tabasco on a lot of stuff. Frank's Red Hot. My famous ribs that I've always made since, you know, I was 14 were my maple sriracha ribs. Yeah. Little maple syrup, Frank's Red Hot. Oh, incredible.
The iron stomach thing, like my brother, I think he could eat a nuclear bomb and be fine. I mean, I think there's something that's something he – I love him, but he's weird because he puts hot sauce on hot sauce on top of hot sauce.
Yeah, no. It's too much hot sauce, and you can't taste what you're actually eating.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm good with that. Just a little bit here and there on some eggs maybe.
Do we have one or two more?
We got ample amount of ammunition.
Give me
here,
two
Joe.
More for the break.
4319, the man ain't wrong. Any smoked wings is amazing. Talking about Grant on the phone there.
Grant's made the day.
He's right about this. The meat-to-skin ratio with the level of the smoke penetration does pack flavor.
That again.
The amount of meat-to-skin ratio on the wing.
And you said there's another sentence after that.
Yeah, the level of smoke penetration, it packs a lot of flavor.
That's something, a sentence I never heard before today.
Smoke penetration with meat and skin ratio.
Give me one more.
Yep, I got you, Joe. Harold Metal Henry, this should be great. Slick Pig has the best smoke wings, but toss them in buffalo sauce for perfection.
I would do that. Buffalo sauce doesn't make me sick.
Is that your maximum when it comes to
it? It is.
Okay.
I'm a giant sissy. I'm a giant sissy.
Says the guy that batted an eye at me for wearing house slippers.
Yeah, I don't eat the hot food. I don't do it. I missed the entire hot chicken contest because I was in the bathroom at Hard Rock Cafe. So much that Chase almost put an Amber Alert out for me. That's how bad it was.
That's not too
bad. All right, we'll keep it going. Our question today is the best wings in town, wherever we know. We need all this knowledge to go with everything that we're doing. All right, coming up next, a really cool story. Charlie Becker is a wide receiver for Indiana. He scored a touchdown in the Rose Bowl. He had the game-winning catch versus Ohio State. He's a Nashville guy with the Father Ryan. We'll talk to his dad next. They're heading out to the Fiesta. I think it's Friday, the Peach Bowl.
Right.
Head out to the Peach Bowl. So we'll talk to Charlie Becker's dad. This is a great Nashville story. That's all next right here. This is the Chase and Big Joe Show brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel on 102.5 The Game. All right, welcome back to the Chase and Big Joe Show. That's what Charlie Becker is going to be telling the Oregon defensive backs Friday night when he's scoring touchdowns. Keep your hand to yourself. Welcome back to the show. Chase McCabe off today. Dr. Crane in. Brando behind the board. Now, I love Nashville stories. I love Nashville stories. We got a great one on the national scale. Charlie Becker, wide receiver, Father Ryan High School. He's the great, outstanding wide receiver for the Indiana Hoosiers. We're honored to have his dad on the show right now, Dave Becker. Dave, good morning. How are you? Thanks for doing this, buddy.
Hey, good morning, and happy to do it. I appreciate the opportunity to be on with y'all.
I mean, what kind of ride is this, watching your son – this whole season, the great game in the Big Ten Championship, the touchdown, the Rose Bowl. I mean, are you pitching yourself, Mr. Becker?
yes. We keep kind of shaking our heads back and forth with this huge smile ear to ear. And, like, I can't believe this is actually happening. I take it back. I can't believe it's happening because I always knew Charlie had it in him. But to put game after game after game on the stages that he has been – surreal, to say the least.
I remember covering a game when he went off against Pope John Paul a few years ago in the Bishop's Cup, and I asked Coach Brian Rector, I'm like, what in the world? He's like, hey, he's going to Indiana. I'm like, this guy is really good. And at the time, you know, Indiana, like, Indiana, what are you doing there?
Yeah.
But to see him explode and come out of here, I'm proud of him, and hell, I barely know you guys.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it, for sure.
I'm just saying, just watching him on that field to see him doing now from Father Ryan to Indiana, why was Indiana at the time, Dave, the right choice for your son?
Yeah, great question. So it started with the coach prior to Coach Sig. So Coach Tom Allen is a wonderful human being, good Christian guy, and really showed genuine care and concern for the players. And I think that's why he did such a good job in the recruiting process with Charlie. It wasn't necessarily about the program or about the wins and the losses. It was where he felt most comfortable. Being 4 hours away from home was important to Charlie as well. But Coach Allen was the best. And, you know, after they let him go with Coach Sig coming in, there was a lot of question marks on, one, are they going to retain Charlie and, you know, keep him on scholarship? And do they even want him to be part of the program? And luckily, obviously, they did. And it's been the best place by far for Charlie. He's absolutely thrived. Unbelievable coaches. And his progress that he's made has been amazing over just, you know, a year and a half span.
Dave Becker's with us here on the Chase and McJoe Show. Mr. Becker, just looking at the overall landscape of your son's accomplishments at Indiana after Coach Allen left and then Kurt Cignetti kind of followed suit with that, what was that sales pitch like for your son and the family to just stay at Indiana?
Are you referring to stay with Coach Sig? Or
yes, sir.
Say, like,
yes, yeah. sir. Yeah, after the succession plan there, yeah.
Yeah, I think it wasn't much of a plan. I think not everyone understands or knows that if your coach that you commit to gets fired, your scholarship is actually gone. Ooh. And so you have, like, at that point in time, it was Charlie and I reaching out to a bunch of the prior schools that he was interested in, and you're already at November. They're already committed to their other players, so there were a lot of players that were committed to Tom Allen in Indiana that actually were not retained. So we were blessed to have the opportunity to continue to be there. We knew that Indiana was a place that Charlie would thrive. There's four other students that Charlie's close friends with that in his grade that are at Indiana, and they still remain close today. So it was not a tough pitch at all. I'm just happy that he had the opportunity to start on some special teams and get on the field as a freshman.
Yeah, just get your chance whenever you can. Exactly. You know, I'm a former Father Ryan graduate myself.
And here we go.
Sorry, Joe. Had to put it out there, man. Had to put it out there. But the fact that, you know, your son goes through these trials and tribulations from one coaching staff to the next, obviously going to a school like Father Ryan, you're a faithful man, Christian man. What was the challenges and tribulations like for Charlie when it came to his faith, trying to stay driven in a time of, I guess, a fogginess in a roundabout way?
Yeah, great question. You know, that's one thing I've never had to help Charlie with. My wife, Tracy, has been very involved in keeping him grounded, focused, humble, and relying on his faith. And there's a lot of things that we don't necessarily understand why things happen the way they do. But that's not in our control. We can only control what we can control and leave the rest in God's hands. And clearly, you know, if you would have looked at under Tom Allen, three wins his, you know, Charlie's year, he committed to Charlie, you know, having undefeated this year and then two losses last year. The big man's got his plan, and we just let him ride with it, and we do the best we can within it.
Amen to that. Dave Becker's on the phone with us, his son Charlie Becker, wide receiver at Indiana. I mean, what's it like watching your son catch a touchdown in the Rose Bowl? I mean, was that on your bingo card when he was born? Probably not.
Not, no. I'll tell you. From the angle I had, we were kind of on the corner of the end zone, and when Fernando let loose of that ball and I saw it, I grabbed my wife and I said, he overthrew him. And the way Charlie came up, we've all seen that Father Ryan, he high points balls really well, but when he made that snag, and I had Cole, his older brother, next to me, his Grace and his sister, and we just all jumped in a big hug and just couldn't believe that he just caught that touchdown to put him up 10-0. It was so exciting.
I love it. All right, so what's the plan for Friday? When are you going down, and what's kind of your itinerary?
Yeah, so we're heading out Thursday morning. We're going to get down there, and we have about all of my family, Tracy's family, is from the Cincinnati area. We moved here about 15, 16 years ago. And so between friends and family here and all of our Cincinnati family, we're going to have about 50 people down there at that football game. So we're extremely blessed and excited for such a good crowd and group of supporters to be with us. So we're heading down on Thursday. We're going to get together as a big family Thursday evening for dinner. And then Friday, you know, I actually have to do a little bit of work. They won't let me loose on Friday morning for a couple meetings. But then after that, we're game ready, game focused. It'll be great.
What does your son say about Kurt Cignetti?
So he loves him. Charlie is a very structured individual. And as you've seen, Coach Sig is very structured, organized, buttoned up, follow the plan. And so Charlie appreciates that. There's no ambiguity. And so from that perspective, they're aligned pretty well. And that's helpful for Charlie.
Dave Becker's on the line with this. Sorry about that, Mr. Becker. Looking at this upcoming game for your son, Charlie, and the fact that he could really etch his name into college football history for a national title potentially, what is that like for you as a parent to see your kid fulfilling a dream that a lot of kids really want in grade school all the way throughout the NFL?
Yeah, it's you know, we still have one game to go before we get to talking about the national title. But the thought of this group of kids being able to get there and have the potential to win a national title, one team, something that they'll be able to talk about for years to come as they get older, like this old guy, and they're talking with friends and family sitting around. I mean, it's such an amazing opportunity. I do feel very blessed for the opportunity for Charlie to potentially be there. But what they've accomplished thus far, I can tell you one thing, being a football guy myself, there is one thing that's very special that I've seen in this team is they are a group of brothers. They are very, very tight, whether it's offense, defense, special teams. They really truly care about each other. They laugh. They're just a great group of really good kids and young men, I should say. And you don't find that at this college level, especially with NIL and the transfer portal and everything else. This group is special. And so if they do have that opportunity to get there, that will help them, you know, hopefully bring home the title.
As you being a former Big Ten Ohio State linebacker yourself, has this been a good bonding point for you and your son, Charlie? The fact that it's the same conference, but also it's just the same intangibles, the same conference, the same team, same everything. Has it been a fun thing for you as a parent to kind of watch a little film here and there when you got some downtime?
It has been great. You know, living in SEC country has not been easy for the last several years, especially – in the late, 2015 maybe to early 2020, 22, something like that. SEC has really owned the table. And so I think both he and I have appreciated the ability to go out and the Big Ten do what they've been able to do and, beating Alabama in the Rose Bowl was pretty sweet. I'm not going to lie. So those are the little things that we bond on. Talking about film before the game, I kind of knew that there was an opportunity if they got the right defensive formation that Charlie was going to be able to hit that post. And so I had been looking forward for it. I didn't realize it was going to happen that early in the game, but the connection was there. And those are the things that make this so special for sure.
I love it. What's your? Did you play at Ohio State?
I did. I was there from 94 through 98. I had a back injury in my third year that that had me hang up the helmet.
So you were there with Vrabel and Chris Sanders and Eddie and everybody?
Yes. They were all a couple years older than me, but yes.
Oh, that's I had no idea. Nick told me before the segment that you played there. So to see your son catch that pass in the Big Ten championship game, which sealed the win for you guys against your alma mater, oh, man, that's 50-50, isn't it?
No, not even close. It's 99.9.1, man. It was the greatest feeling that I've had, bar none. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the Buckeyes, and,
right. You
know, my boys have grown up Buckeyes. But there's nothing like seeing your boy out there making that big play at the end to seal the deal. There's nothing like it. I've never been prouder.
I love it. Just in case former Father Ryan head coach Brian Rector is listening, and you could lie if you want to, but Dave, we don't mind. How great was Brian Rector for your son?
Oh, Brian is an awesome coach, great person, great values. I think he cares as much about the kids themselves and their development to be young men more than he does on the football field. He was a great mentor and, great coach, teacher for these kids. I couldn't thank him enough, and I'm glad over the last year and a half or so, once the boys have been out, I've got to know him even more, and he's just a wonderful person. So very grateful for everything he has done.
I love that. Dave Becker, thank you for this. I know you're busy and it's kind of chaotic right now, but really appreciate your time. Best of luck to your boy Friday night. We're all cheering. He's a Nashville kid. You're a Nashville family now, even though you just moved here. We love it. Best of luck, and we hope we talk to you as you head to Miami, Dave. So thank you.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate you having me on. All the best.
All right, thank you. Dave Becker, his son is Charlie Becker, receiver at Indiana. What a great story. Because I remember when I covered the Bishops Cup in 23, I'm like, this guy's good. Why in the hell is he going to Indiana?
It baffles me, too, because, like, under Brian Rector, when he was at Centennial and he had a few recruits here and there, like Deion Sanders at the time and also Tyrell Dotson. Not the Deion Sanders, yes. But another one.
Tyrell Dotson. Emmanuel Hall.
Yeah, like one of them was Mr. Football, went to play at A&M as a linebacker, now is in the NFL. I mean,
he's the green dot for the Dolphins.
Exactly. I mean, he played for the Bills at one point.
Yep.
I'm not saying Rector is a guru when it comes to this, but he knows how to mature players to play at the next level.
He does.
And it's on the player at that point once they graduate to say, hey, I know what I'm doing. I've got to the next portion of my life. I got to capitalize on it.
I think it's great. A Nashville kid who prepped in Nashville doing this work. Right. And then they win Friday. They bounce the national championship game. You're allowed to wear your dumb Ryan jersey in next week if you want to.
I don't. All that's up in the rafters, man. I don't live in the past for that.
We had some epic battles between McGavick and Ryan, but I'm not going to make this about me, but I want to make it about me.
Please
I'm
do,
kidding.
Yeah. I mean, I'll wear some shirts here and there, like my right. football shirts, but not a jersey.
Nah, you should. Yeah, you should. You get If they win, you can wear the Charlie Becker jersey.
I'll bring my helmet in. How about that?
Oh, do you have your helmet?
I still do, yep.
I might steal that.
It doesn't fit anymore. I got a giant pumpkin head.
That's all right, though, but it's your helmet.
It is my helmet.
I like that. I will take a break. Again, our question of the day is, a lot of football happening over the next 5 to 6 days. Where are the best wings in Middle Tennessee and Southern Kentucky? We got a ton of responses on the text line. Terry McCormick at 1 o'clock with the latest on the Tennessee Titans search. Word came out yesterday that one TV guy wants to interview in Nashville, and I'm like, go away. Did you hear this? Don't say it.
Really?
He's on TV. He wants the Titans job, and I'm like, go away. We'll tell you who that is. We come
Corey
back.
Curtis?
This is the Chase and Big Joe show brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel, 102.5 The Game. All right, welcome back to the Chase and Big Joe show here right here on 102.5 The Game brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel. Chase McCabe off today, Dr. Crane in, Brando behind the board. Really, thank you, Dave Becker, for the interview. I just love it. I love it. I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Thank you, and good luck on Friday night. All right, so word came out. So all these coaches are asking about jobs around. One came out yesterday that I'm like, stay away. Jason Garrett, former Cowboys coach, who I think does a terrible job on Sunday Night Football, has been approached about the job or is going to interview. Something is going on But stay away. Don't waste our time.
Another guy to add to the list, though. Took a gap year or a gap 2 years or however long he's been gone and wants to look for another job.
Do you like Jason Garrett here in Nashville?
No, absolutely not. don't get it twisted, Joe. I think he's an awful candidate for this. I mean, not an awful candidate, but I don't think he's the right fit for the Titans. Let's just put it straight up there. But that's a guy that does a really good job with TV.
Right.
Just keep it there.
I'm not a fan of him. But I do think this goes to a larger PR picture that they're painting. Like, they're going to interview 25 coaches and say, God, the interest in this job was unbelievable. Besides the Cardinals, it's the worst job out there.
The Titans?
Yeah.
No. The Cleveland Browns is the worst job in the NFL right now.
See, I don't think
so. Yes, I 100% I will back that.
Because it's the Browns. There's a built-in massive fan base for you.
There are three quarterbacks you got to choose from. If you're the next head coach, why would you want that headache?
I think Shador Sanders is a good quarterback.
Oh, don't get me wrong. Yes, I think he needs to, not turn the ball over as much. That turnover to touchdown ratio has to lower down a little bit, like Cam Ward. But you also have Dylan Gabriel, who I think was – I was high on him coming out of the college.
I didn't know you did drugs.
No, I'm not a drug guy.
Okay.
I'll pass.
I see you're high on him.
And then, Deshaun Watson, you don't know what you're going to get out of that. You hopefully think he can resurrect his career after his whole injury thing / whatever else.
But they got some talent in Cleveland.
They do have talent. They have Miles Garrett as that edge rusher. But
not much talent here. I would not take the Cardinals. I think the Cardinals' job is a no-win. You cannot win in Arizona. Can't. It's proven.
I agree. But you can't just say there's not talent here in Nashville. There's a lot of upside to this Titans team rather than Cleveland. Well, what do you
– What's the worst thing when somebody says, they got potential? I always hate
I didn't
that.
Say potential. I said upside. There's a difference because it's not the same word.
True. Who do you like here? Besides Jeffrey Simmons, who do you like?
I think Alec Ehlinger is a good wide receiver. Like
I think he tremendously regressed.
Really?
I do.
I think he didn't regress. It's more the fact that Titans adopted their idea to running the ball first rather than passing the ball first.
Okay.
Whereas the first half of the season, a lot of people understood that Brian Callahan wanted to change the identity of this franchise and this team in general and say, we're passing the ball first. We're going to be the most high-octane offense on planet Earth. He didn't say that. I'm just, exaggerating it a little bit. But the fact is, you go to Tony Pollard the last 4 to 5 games, what have they been doing? They've been moving the ball down the field, averaging 25, 26 points a game in the month of December. Come on. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's the thing. If you can run the ball consistently and get points, why would you change your idea of football? Same thing with Vrabel and Derrick Henry here. They ran the ball with them, and it worked. It worked. They got one game close to the Super Bowl. It worked. Why change that?
But that's Derrick Henry.
But it's the concept, Joe. It's the concept. You look at Tony Pollard, it worked. The last 4 to 5 games, minus the one in Jacksonville, it worked in the month of December.
Okay. Right.
That's what I like about it. And the reason answering your question about Alec Ehlinger, I don't think he regressed. I just think the game plan changed where he didn't get the same amount of targets.
Okay. I think year one or year two, he can improve a lot, which is good. But there is a lot of hope for him.
What about you? What are some players you like on this team?
Offensive line, I think it's terrible. I think J.C. Latham is a typical Alabama offensive lineman who's terrible.
Did you hear about his comments the other day? Saying his hip injury is what really caused a lot of his struggles.
Somebody on Twitter, I think it's Titans Idiot Nation, funny guy, did something about false starts and J.C. Latham. It was a joke, and J.C. Latham liked the post. It just made me laugh. Alex Skoronski, I think the center position needs help. I think they had a chance, man, to really do something with that offensive line, and Dan Moore's awful.
Yeah.
I'm a big believer building that line, building that offensive line
from outside in
and
inside out. Excuse
protect me. Cam. I think Cam's got a hell of an arm. I think Cam is highly intelligent. Stop playing hero ball. Stop RPOs. I know Chase is going to be exploding in here like the Hawaiian Punch Man.
What?
What? Get out of here! Stop designing run plays for your quarterback. Stop. Just stop doing that. Let Cam sit in the pocket and throw down the field. I was watching the 30 for 30 last night on the Miami Hurricanes, and they were talking about – and Ken Dorsey was talking, quarterback, and they showed clips of him at Miami. And it was just watching him with time to throw and stepping up in the pocket. And I'm like, oh, man, if this is Cam. Cam had time to throw the football, any quarterback, right?
Right.
But I think he's got a heck of an arm. I think he's really smart, And I think there's a lot of good things, but you got to protect him. You got to protect him. That's the bottom line.
You're right. I mean, that's probably the biggest downside to this team right now is the offensive line. And the fact that it is the right thing to do. Yesterday, you know, Jake and I were talking about the offensive line, saying how keeping the same unit is probably what they're going to do.
Yeah.
But you look at a guy like Kevin Zeitler, get him out of here. Maybe plug in a guy like you talked about yesterday with Jackson Slater.
Why not?
Baptism by fire.
You got him. And I still think they should trade Jeffrey Simmons.
Wow.
Still think you should do that. All right, we'll get much more Titan talk with our good friend Terry McCormick coming up next. The latest on the head coaching candidates and what exactly is going on and who might be the best fit over there at St. Thomas Sports Park. This is the Chase and Big Joe Show brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. We'll be down at Omni Nashville Hotel tomorrow at Bar Lines from noon to 3. Stop by and say hi. Terry McCormick's up next right here, 102.5 The Game.